That's called an earworm. You're going to be humming that for the rest of the day. It's called Get This Party Started by pop music star Pink. That's P exclamation point N-K. I'm with independent music critic Christian Bordahl. Christian, why have you done this?
You asked for it. You got it.
All right. So you're getting your party started. You'll dig this CD?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm conflicted, Madeline. I'm conflicted. It's, you know, it's glossy top 40 music, but I find myself tapping my toes. She also has that Madonna-like quality of being, you know, people being interested in her persona as much as they are, I think, interested in her music. She says her influences are people like Janis Joplin and Nirvana and Four Non Blondes, and then Madonna and Mary J. Blige. So, you know, it's that kind of weird mix of raw rock and punk on the one hand and smooth, polished R&B on the other. I want to applaud her on the one hand when she reaches out to the punk side because she's drawing on real emotions, but the glossy pop songs and productions and so on is where I start to tune out, which, of course, is what makes her viable as a pop star.
Right, mixed with that sort of commercial bad girl image that she has.
Yes, exactly. She was 18 when she recorded her first record. It was called Can't Take Me Home, and it was an R&B pop record. But on her next record, Misunderstood, she hooked up with Linda Perry of Four Non Blondes. You remember that band?
Mm-hmm.
They had that one hit, Hey, 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 What's Going On?
Another earworm, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that turned out to be a great thing for Linda Perry because I don't think there was much going on in her career at that point.
Oh, ouch.
And since then, she's had like a real renaissance as a producer and songwriter with artists like Christina Aguilera and Avril Lavigne coming to work with her. But anyway, on that record, Pink started to put more of herself into her songs. I think she started talking about family and personal dysfunction. And one of the strongest songs from Misunderstood, I think, is a song called Family Portrait.
You fight about money, about me and my brother, and this I come home to. This is my shelter. It ain't easy growing up in World War III. Never know what love could be, you'll see. I don't want love to destroy me like it has done my family.
That's Pink singing Family Portrait from her CD, Misunderstood. Now, what about her latest release? It's called Try This.
Yeah, for this record, she hooked up with another producer person, this time Tim Armstrong from Rancid. Now, Rancid is a punk band, I mean a real punk band, and it's kind of interesting to me. I feel like Tim Armstrong, I mean, listening to Rancid, he tends to write really simple sort of pop anthems. He makes it work with Rancid because he undermines that kind of simplicity with a really aggressive punk approach. But that's not happening on Pink's record, which is still mostly a polished top 40 sounding kind of thing. But I think there are times on this record where the blend of punk and pop that she's trying for does actually work and comes across. And I think the lead track called Trouble is one of those examples.
Is that going to turn off her R&B fans, though?
That's what the label was scared about when they put out Misunderstood. But Misunderstood was itself kind of a leap, and it went well, so I guess they're going with it.
That's Trouble from the new CD Try This by Pink, and I've been talking with independent music critic Christian Bordahl. Thanks, Christian.
You are welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.